local news, culture, and NPR. For Radio Catskill, this is Rosie Starr. Welcome to Farm and Country, locally produced radio about rural life in the Catskills and the Delaware River Valley. On today's show...
My name's Irene Nicolai, owner of The Western. I feel like The Western is the centerpiece of Calicoon and has been the anchor for the community since 1852. In a couple of years, it's going to be The Western's 175th anniversary, and we're hoping to make it grand. And the support of the community is instrumental for anchoring the building and the community for many years to come. We will be able to have year-long classes, including yoga, ballroom dancing, West Coast swing, theater groups to create productions in the space that will increase tourism.
All of that and Keith Hubbard's Star Talk report. After news headlines.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Weather forecasters are offering some encouragement for crews fighting a wildfire near Los Angeles that has destroyed more than 200 structures, including dozens of homes. Ryan Ralbrun of the National Weather Service says conditions should remain favorable through the weekend.
High temperatures really in the mid-70s or so, but we're just not too concerned about the winds because the speeds are going to continue to be light, perhaps sustained around 10 miles an hour with some afternoon gusts 15 to 20. Obviously, that's much lighter than what we saw during the red flag event.
The mountain fire broke out Wednesday, fanned by hot, dry winds. It has scorched some 20,000 acres. Thousands of residents in Ventura County have been allowed to return to their homes, but some 2,000 households remain under evacuation orders. Control of the House remains in the balance following Tuesday's election. Several races have yet to be called. In the Senate, Nevada Democrat Jackie Rosen has won re-election. The Associated Press made the call overnight and also moved Nevada into President-elect Donald Trump's column. Housing affordability was a big issue in this election cycle as costs rose sharply in recent years. NPR's Laurel Walmsley reports the Trump campaign has suggested some ways a president-elect intends to bring down prices.
Donald Trump has said he'll slash inflation and mortgage rates will drop. But that's not a straightforward task, and economists warn that his proposed economic policies could actually cause inflation. Trump has also pledged to eliminate regulations that are a factor in housing costs. But a lot of the red tape that slows housing production is at the state and local level. To increase supply, he has proposed opening up some federal lands to new housing. The campaign claims that Trump's plan for mass deportation of unauthorized immigrants would bring down housing costs. But economists say the plan could push mortgage rates higher and raise construction costs, since some of those who might be deported work in home building. Laurel Walmsley, NPR News.
Crisis hotlines that serve the LGBTQ plus community reporting a spike in phone calls from young people distressed by the outcome of the presidential election. NPR's Windsor Johnston has been reaching out to both members of that community and the organizations that support them.
Director Lance Preston says daily calls to the crisis hotline at the Rainbow Youth Project have increased 200% since the election.
The crisis outreach is at unprecedented levels. And most of these young people are extremely fearful, isolated. They're also catching a lot of bullying and harassment.
Davy Felton, a transgender woman from Oregon, says if she had the chance, she'd urge the president-elect to help turn down the rhetoric.
I wish I could make him see that we're just people. We're just people trying to live our lives.
According to the Census Bureau, 20% of Gen Z identifies as LGBTQ+. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
And from Washington, this is NPR News.
Do you believe in life after love? This week on Selected Shorts, we ask the question with heartbreaking and hilarious short stories about falling in love, taking the leap, consciously uncoupling, and moving on. I'm Meg Wolitzer. Join us.
Sunday night at 7. On Radio Catskill.
Support comes from Damascus Citizens for Sustainability, fighting for clean air, land, and water since 2008, both locally and beyond. Information online at their Main Street storefront in Narrowsburg or their office in the Narrowsburg Union. DamascusCitizens.org.
Welcome back to Farming Country. I'm your host, Rosie Starr. On today's show, Irene Nicolai, owner of the Western Hotel in Calicoon, New York, shares sentiment and historic importance for the third-floor ballroom that has served a community for nearly 175 years. We'll hear about her plans and aspirations for keeping that space open with events that highlight community arts and celebrations. But first, here is Keith Hubbard's Star Talk report. Thank you for joining us on Radio Catskill for this week's locally produced Farming Country.
For Farming Country, I'm Keith Hubbard, and this is Star Talk. These cold winter nights are perfect for stargazing with binoculars. The cold air stills the atmosphere, which allows for a clearer, crisper view through the binoculars. Also, there are two very good objects to view that will be up all night this winter. The first of these objects is in Orion, the constellation that dominates the winter sky. The Great Nebula in Orion is part of Orion's sword that hangs down from his belt. The nebula is visible to the unaided eye as the second point of light in the sword. Through binoculars, the blue haze of the nebula is apparent. The nebula is a reflection nebula with the blue color a result of light reflecting off the gases in it. The second object is in the same region of the sky as Orion, only a little higher. The Pleiades star cluster is the most prominent open cluster in the sky. An open cluster, such as the Pleiades, is a group of up to a few thousand stars that were formed from the same giant gas cloud and are loosely gravitationally attracted to one another. It can be found just to the right of the V of Taurus. Without binoculars, the Pleiades appear misty, and six of the brightest 500 stars in the cluster are visible. Through binoculars, many more stars can be seen, and the misty blue light is more pronounced. These two misty blue jewels are excellent objects to spot in binoculars, both because of their beauty and of the ease of finding them. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for future Star Talk segments, my email address is startalk@farmandcountry.org. For Farm and Country and Star Talk, this has been Keith Hubbard, reminding you to keep looking up.
Recently, when parking the car in Calicoon, I heard the tapping of hammers. Looking up to find the roof of the Western Hotel, crawling with workers laboring to repair it. My husband and I have enjoyed many evenings at the Western Hotel with friends, enjoying seasonal menu items for dinner in an atmosphere highlighted by the ambiance of excellent local or visiting musicians. Planned a visit with owner Irene Nicolai to find out about these latest repairs to this iconic, beautiful structure that is a focus of historic interest. Walking into the dining area, I found Irene reading from back issues of the Sullivan Democrat newspaper. And I hear that the Western Hotel is approaching 175 years of age.
Local newspapers at the time carried regular articles about dances, plays, and bands that abounded summer and winter. Many of those articles were about doings at the Harmony Hall, the Western Ballroom, the entertainment space that was part of the Western Hotel.
In 1852, the hamlet of Calicoon was known as Calicoon Depot. Henry Blakey, a New York City businessman, came to the hamlet in 1852 and decided to erect his own hotel to take advantage of the depot and growth in the area along the New York and Erie Railroad. The stately Western Hotel, a Victorian Greek Revival structure, was built in 1852 right along the then-busy railroad tracks. The Western Hotel, aptly named as the hamlet of Calicoon, was in that part of Sullivan County. It welcomed hunters and offered well-heeled visitors fresh air, beautiful scenery, fine food, drink, and entertainment. Since the 19th century, the history of ownership of the Western Hotel went from the Thornwells family, the Darling family, Joe and Lee Naughton, and in 2012, the Western Hotel was purchased by Irene Nicolai, president of the Calicoon Business Association.
My name's Irene Nicolai. I'm the owner of the Western, and Bill Jenks is a local history buff. He's also on our benefit committee, and he's created an incredible archive of historical facts that date back to the 1850s. And he will also be here for the night of the event and talk about all the events that have gone on here since the hotel was built for the community.
Will any of that information be available on your webpage?
It will be available on our webpage, and also the Democrat will be doing a full article describing the work that we're doing and also touching on the historical references that Bill was able to secure for us.
Okay. Irene, what are your aspirations for renovating the ballroom at the Western Hotel, the Harmony Hall, and your aspirations for continued use for Harmony Hall?
We've gone through economic hardships with the pandemic, and we had to literally close the restaurant, and we were not able to do any work at the hotel or the ballroom. With recent changes in events, we have decided to come back and revive this incredible space. In the past, it has been a host to incredible musicians, including Rick Danko, Elon Jewell, and our local amazing musician, Cliff Westfall. In the future, we would like to see the space become the hub of the community, hosting major lifetime events, sweet 16s, weddings, yoga classes, and bring back the musicians. We are planning on expanding the stage, revitalizing the roof, the walls, the floor. There's a lot of work. There's basically no insulation in the building. There is no heating or cooling in the building. And so once we are complete with that, we hope to be able to open the space next summer and into the fall. So that way the community can once again call the Western Ballroom their home and create amazing memories for years to come.
What other community support do you have for this project? And has the project already begun?
The project has already begun. We have started with the roof, which was a major issue and has been leaking since I inherited the space. As we know, the building has been here since 1850, so you can imagine there's a lot of work that needs to be done, including insulation, new rafters, and so on and so forth. In expanding the stage will allow us to host national and internationally touring bands. This will increase tourism to the region and help boost the town economically through our hardest seasons, including winter and spring. We are in the center of town, yet it is very hard to survive being a seasonal business all year. So our hope is bringing the ballroom together and finishing it will bring in business for us and other businesses in Calicoon and the surrounding towns.
Mm-hmm. Irene, restoring a roof may be an overwhelming project. Do you have any background experience in construction?
All the experience I've gained while I've been restoring the Western, as well as the new building I've been working on in Lake Huntington. I was actually the GC on that project and was able to work with framers to see how to restore an old roof. And after that experience, I felt comfortable with tackling this big project, which is the Western Ballroom. It has been terrifying me for years. And economically, it was just not feasible, especially having survived the COVID crisis. So I'm really, really grateful to find the courage and the experience to tackle this project right now, which is very needed. If it wasn't done this year, it may have not have survived.
Give a brief expression of skills that you learned so you can talk to the contractors.
Yes, I'm very hands-on and I'm pretty detail-oriented in terms of watching the carpenters and contractors that I've been working with over the years. Working with old buildings is not easy. There's sometimes structural issues. There's a lot of things that have needed to be renovated here at the hotel. Drop ceilings had to be removed and insulation had to be installed. And having gone through that over the last 8 years, I've gained a lot of experience and now feel comfortable enough to tackle this grand project.
Now, this building goes back to 1852, and would you like to talk about the other challenges you've had and aspirations to keep it going? It's a place of prominence in the town. It's a building of visual beauty. When your guests stay here, do you have some comments on how they feel about dining in your room here? It's an elegant, historic footprint in Calicoon. There's no other place like it.
Correct. The building is on the National Historic Register. When we're open, we have guests come in through and look at it like a museum and ask for tours. They're very impressed with the building and what we've done here and the town in general. A lot of people still don't know Calicoon, and, you know, by expanding what we're doing here, we're hoping to bring more visibility to the region. We've had a lot of issues, like many businesses, through the pandemic. It is a seasonal area, so financially it's been a struggle for the last couple of years.
Irene, let's talk about your aspirations for the community, how it benefits the community, the Harmony Ballroom, and the activities that you may have planned.
Sure. Once we install the heating and cooling system, which will be a major benefit for the space, we will be able to have year-long classes, including yoga, ballroom dancing, West Coast swing, and also we would like to encourage other theater groups to create productions in the space, especially in the seasons such as winter and spring. So by bringing actors and musicians and performers here, that will increase tourism, that will bring people to the community, that will be dining and staying here for the full year rather than just the summer season where second homeowners come up or campers come to visit.
Joining our serendipity visit was Farm Arts Collective Director Tanis Kowalczuk.
Hi, I'm Tanis Kowalczuk, Artistic Director of Farm Arts Collective, and here's Jess.
Hi, Jess Beveridge here, Company Manager.
And we're just here helping Irene try to get some ideas together for the fundraiser, Raise the Roof. And we're just talking about how we have been here. Farm Arts Collective has been here since the company founded itself. We did not have a space then. We had a greenhouse, as many people will remember, that was not warm in the winter. And so we had almost all of our winter rehearsals took place here at the Western Hotel. Some fundraisers in the early days, even with NACL, we had our Pie Social. We had a spring equinox with women here, and it's been a really important venue to be able to do our work and to gather community here. We've had our open training sessions here where an entire open to community members to come and do physical theater training and all kinds of other fun clown workshops. We were just here doing a clown workshop last winter, and Irene's been an amazing host for us, a very welcoming host. And so we just want to see the tradition of community using this space and being welcomed here to continue. And it's a great venue. It's a great location. And we just want to see Irene and the Western Hotel survive and succeed and go on to do great things.
And do you have aspirations for 2025, what you would like to do here in the building?
Actually, yes. I'm really looking forward to when we're doing Dickens on the Delaware, that we can explore the history of the Western Hotel. I mean, Bill Jenks has done an incredible job of researching the history of the Western Hotel. And I think that the old hostess, the owner, Louise Darnwell, I think she's going to make an appearance in this year's Dickens on the Delaware.
Yes.
The Western Hotel has been placed on the National Register of Historic Places. In the last 12 years, Irene Nicolai continues to preserve the charm and character of the building, fairly described as a boutique hotel. The Western Bar features crafted cocktails with botanical ingredients and a restaurant with innovative menu items serving updated comfort food, bar snacks, and healthy farm-to-table choices. From the beginning, the upper floor, the classic second-floor ballroom named Harmony Hall, has hosted many lively, celebratory, and cultural events, from New Year's Eve balls, weddings, film screenings, dance, and other performances during Calicoon's Dickens on the Delaware. Now, Irene says, that space needs a bit of a makeover, but the hallmark tin ceilings and original wooden dance floor will remain, retaining the room's abundant character. Farm Arts Collective Director, Tanis Kowalczuk.
If you look at the history that Bill Jenks has laid out for us about the Western Hotel, we see that 175 years ago, people from New York City were able to come up on the train and they were starting to discover Calicoon Depot, as it was called, and that they were coming for parties and for masquerades and they were enjoying the Western Hotel. And so I feel like this moment for Irene and the Western Hotel is a real renaissance because we're experiencing a lot of the same attention from New York City. Irene has already done such an incredible job of renovating her hotel rooms. We've had actors staying here and guests of Farm Arts Collective and the farm staying here. And she's created a really, really interesting space that is like a renaissance of what happened 175 years ago. And so let's keep that energy going so that this place can really realize itself and manifest itself.
The Raise the Roof benefit will be on November 16th, starting at 4 p.m., and it will be at the Western Hotel on two floors. For the benefit event, Raise the Roof, we're going to start with a cocktail from 4 to 6 p.m. with champagne and appetizers being served with a preview of the silent auction items. A casino will be held in the center of the dining room for people to play games, and all ticket holders will have casino chips that will be given at the door when they register. From 6:30 to 9:30, there will be a gala dinner upstairs in the ballroom with live music, burlesque performances, a live auction, and also historical talks about the event and the building.
Let's talk about some of the musicians that will be available.
Yes, we are going to have Will Sellenrod, a local guitarist, with Lee Taylor coming out from New York City, as well as drummer Dave Christensen, who's been our music director for the last couple of years. He's been incredible in bringing amazing acts from New York City and the surrounding area. There will be burlesque performances, as well as a live auction upstairs. As I mentioned, a three-course dinner will be served. And all our staff will be dressed as Western Saloon girls, and we're going to have an incredible time at the building.
You mentioned there's going to be a silent auction. Do you have an idea who's contributing to that and what the items are?
Yes, we're going to have an incredible silent auction. A lot of the local businesses are contributing baskets, including liquor, extensive stays at local hotels such as Seminary Hill, North Branch Inn. We have incredible jewelry that has been donated, and the event is going to be fantastic. Our whole staff will be dressed up as Western Saloon girls. We have hostesses coming up from New York City, a live auction upstairs with an incredible three-course dinner, performances as well with live musicians throughout the evening. And then at the end, we'll have a New York City DJing up in the ballroom for a dance. So there are many different ticket levels, and a lot of the people are very excited to join us in celebrating this event as well as making this a reality and helping us finish the project.
From the beginning, the upper floor, the classic second-floor ballroom named Harmony Hall, has hosted many lively, celebratory, and cultural events, from New Year's Eve balls, weddings, film screenings, dance, and other performances during Calicoon's Dickens on the Delaware. Now, Irene says, that space needs a bit of a makeover, but the hallmark tin ceilings and original wooden dance floor will remain, retaining the room's abundant character.
The roof will be done. We're preserving the beautiful historic tin ceiling in the roof, so attendees will be able to see the before the room is finished, and as well as once they contribute to the progress, we will be having other events once it's finished. So to celebrate all the funding and the supporters that have joined in the efforts, we are also going to have donors on a plaque in the room. So there are many different levels of support, and we are seeking community involvement so they can be a part of this historic effort. The building's been here and part of the community since 1852. We're really excited about having people join us in this celebration and the beginning of the project. We're looking for people to come out and have a great time and donate at substantial levels that they're comfortable with, and we will memorialize this effort on the building in a very special way. And we thank the community for their continued support that has come out already. I feel like the Western is the centerpiece of Calicoon and has been the anchor for the community since 1852. In a couple of years, it's going to be the Western's 175th anniversary, and we're hoping to make it grand. And the support of the community is instrumental for anchoring the building and the community for many years to come. The Raise the Roof benefit will be on November 16th, starting at 4 p.m., and it will be at the Western Hotel on two floors.
More information and tickets for Raise the Roof event is available online at westerncalicoon.com. The Sullivan County Democrat newspaper also plans to highlight this story. For Radio Catskill, this is Rosie Starr in Calicoon at the Western Hotel, speaking with Irene Nicolai, owner of the Western Hotel. You're listening to the music performer Lee Taylor singing Wild Woman. We also heard from jazz guitarist Will Sellenrod. Both will perform at Raise the Roof event at the Western Hotel on Saturday, November 16th. Historic music credits from 1850, Camptown Races, and Angelina the Baker go to composer Stephen Foster, performed by Christie's Minstrels. You enjoyed our show this week with production by Radio Catskill volunteers Keith Hubbard and myself, Rosie Starr. Special thanks goes to our guests, community members Irene Nicolai from the Western Hotel in Calicoon, New York, and from Wayne County, Pennsylvania, Farm Arts Theater Director Tanis Qualchuk. Thank you for listening local to Farm and Country and supporting Radio Catskill. Listen to us on air and stream us live at wjffradio.org. We are Radio Catskill, local news, culture, conversations, and NPR.
Support comes from Damascus Citizens for Sustainability, fighting for clean air, land, and water since 2008, both locally and beyond. Information online at their Main Street storefront in Narrowsburg or their office in the Narrowsburg Union. Damascus Citizens.